Job, chapter 34. Moreover, Elihu answered and said, "Hear my words, you wise men, and give ear to me, you who have knowledge. For the ear tries words, as the palate tastes food. Let us choose for us that which is right. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, 'I am righteous,' and God has taken away my right. Against my right he has lied. My wound is incurable, though I am without transgression. What noble man is like Job? Who drinks up scoffing like water? Who goes in company with the workers of iniquity? And walks with wicked men? For he has said, 'It profits a noble man nothing, that he should delight himself with God.' Therefore listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God, that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty, that he should commit iniquity. For the work of man he will render to him, and cause a man to find according to his ways. Yes, certainly, God will not do wickedly. Neither will the Almighty pervert justice. Who gave him a charge over the earth? Or who has disposed the whole world? If he sets his heart on himself, if he gathers to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh will perish together, and man will turn again to dust. If now you have understanding, hear this. Listen to the voice of my words. Will even one who hates justice govern? And will you condemn him who is righteous and mighty? Him who says to a king, 'You are vile,' or to nobles, 'You are wicked,' who does not respect the persons of princes, nor show favoritism to the rich more than the poor. For all of them are the work of his hands. In a moment they die, even at midnight. The people are shaken and pass away, and the mighty are taken away without a human hand. For his eyes are on the ways of a man, and he sees all his goings. There is no darkness, nor thick gloom, where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he does not need further to consider a man, that he should go before God in judgment. He breaks in pieces mighty men in ways past finding out, and sets others in their stead. Therefore he takes knowledge of their works, and he overturns them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He strikes them as wicked men, in the open sight of others, because they turned aside from following him, and would not have regard to any of his ways, so that they caused the cry of the poor to come to him. And he heard the cry of the afflicted. When he gives quietness, who then can condemn? And when he hides his face, who then can see him? Alike whether it is done to a nation, or to man. He makes king the godless man, from among the seducers of the people. For has any said to God, 'I have borne chastisement, I will not offend any more. That which I do not see, teach me. If I have done iniquity, I will do it no more.' Will his recompense be as you will, that you refuse it? For you must choose, and not I. Therefore speak what you know. Men of understanding will say to me, and the wise noble man will listen to me, 'Job speaks without knowledge, and his words are without wisdom.' Oh, that Job were tried to the end, because of his answering like wicked men. For he adds rebellion to his sin. He claps his hands among us, and multiplies his words against God.